Grand Jazz Fest, presented by the DTE Energy Foundation, will announce the 2018 lineup at a special event at home at the Bob. It's part of International Jazz Day. How appropriate is that? So let's talk about it with you. Molly Klimas, good that you are here donning the shirt. Is that last year's shirt, or are we all ready for this year?
This is this year's T-shirt. Yeah, and we're going to have some of them to give away at our event Monday night. Yep.
Count me in. Scotty Kehoe, Regional Manager, Corporate and Governor Affairs with DTE Energy. Well, thanks for all the energy over this cold winter.
It's been a cold one, but you know what? We're going to add a little more energy to the room here as we talk about this wonderful event, both in August and coming up on Monday night.
And you've been involved before with this. DTE Energy believes in this Grand Jazz Fest.
We do. This is the seventh year, and we were the founding presenting sponsor, so we've been here since the first year. And you know, Shelley, it's really about being a force for growth and prosperity in our communities. In Grand Rapids, it's a big deal for us here. We have about 400,000 customers in West Michigan, 400 employees in West Michigan here. This is our community. And as a foundation, we are just ecstatic to be a part of Grand Jazz Fest again.
Great. So let's first of all get the dates of the actual event, Molly.
The actual 7th annual Grand Jazz Fest presented by the DTE Energy Foundation is August 18 and 19. That's the third full weekend in August, and the event is totally free because of presenting sponsor DTE Energy Foundation and all of our generous sponsors, volunteers, and friends.
Nice. Heading down to Rosa Park Circle for that. But I don't want to rush life, so let's just start with Monday and why we're talking about a Monday night.
Sure. So this Monday night, we're having a special reveal party at home at the Bob. That's House of Music and Entertainment at the Bob. That's on the first floor. Doors open at 6 p.m. And the Steve Hilger Jazz Quintet is going to be performing starting at 7 p.m. Then at 8 p.m., right around the set break, is when we're going to announce the performer lineup for this year's Grand Jazz Fest.
Come on, Scotty, tell me who's playing.
You know, Shelley, I would love to tell you, and it could just be, it could be between you and I, but you know what? They won't even tell me who's playing.
Man. Well, then I won't go with you, Marley. I'll just have to attend on Monday night, maybe with the roving microphone.
That's the idea. We want people to come on down to Home at the Bob and enjoy jazz, celebrate International Jazz Day, which is April 30 of every year. It's an event that was started by Herbie Hancock and UNESCO in 2011. And there are jazz events all over the world happening on April 30th. And our event is one of those sanctioned International Jazz Day events.
So will you and your team be there, Scotty?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nice. We're excited about it.
Again, the Grand Jazz Fest, bring me back to 7 years ago.
7 years ago, a person named Audrey Sundstrom had an idea for having a jazz festival here in Grand Rapids. She and her husband, Greg had served for many years as the city manager of Grand Rapids. Audrey and Greg had been to dozens and dozens of jazz festivals on the east side of the state for many years, and Audrey kept saying, why doesn't Grand Rapids have its own jazz festival? So Greg kind of put it to Audrey, well, Aud, I think you should start a jazz festival, and that's what she did.
Wow. I mean, again, reviewing how this happens, it's downtown Rosa Park Circle. Holding the festival in the city center doesn't it allow us to all enjoy what the downtown offers, including the restaurants, clubs, museums, and more, Scotty?
You know, and that's the beautiful part about this. And I think that Lynette Dollar, the DT Energy Foundation president, really framed it best when she said that supporting events like this and having, you know, the power of the volunteers behind it and all the other sponsors, it brings people downtown. It gives them placemaking. It encourages the growth, the economic viability of the downtown Grand Rapids area. And it's free. You know, that's one of the best parts is there's no gate. If you want to come, you come. There's no ticket price. There's nothing that limits you other than your desire to be there. And we love that.
If I wanted to go one step further, do you have a VIP opportunity or sponsor opportunity?
We do. We're still seeking sponsors. It's easy to learn more. Just go to our website, grandjazzfest.org, and there's a sponsors tab. And, of course, there are certain benefits to being a sponsor, you know, and one of those is a VIP area at the festival itself. So this year it's going to be on that terraced area at the the Grand Rapids Art Museum. Yep. So, and then we're also going to have kind of a beverage area in front of the Grand Rapids Art Museum, also on their footprint, their property, where people can come and purchase beverages to enjoy during the festival.
Awesome. Again, August 18 and 19, put on your calendar. There will not be talk of snow on that weekend. What about I know you're not allowed to announce your lineup, but there's some consistency with who opens your show, isn't there?
Right. We can reveal that.
Can I do that, Molly?
Scotty, do that.
You want to do it,
No,
Scotty?
No, please, Molly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So every year, by tradition, the Grand Rapids Jazz Orchestra, with vocalist Edie Evans-Hyde, opens our festival. So, yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That big band, swing sound, America's Songbook, Edie sings from. Love it.
Great. All right. Winding down. Monday night is our lineup again, Scotty. DTE Energy, the foundation, the fundraising arm of DTE Energy. You want to talk more about your foundation?
Well, as I had mentioned, it's important to us to be a part of our communities, and whether it's through the financial support like this or through our volunteerism. Just yesterday, I had several employees right here in Grand Rapids asking, "Are we back in Grand Jazz Fest?" And I said, "Yes, we are." They said, "Great, because we're going to be there volunteering." And I really want to highlight, Shelley, the leadership, the volunteers that give of their time for Grand Jazz Fest to be possible. They really are the ability for this to occur in the first place. And I will say one more thing. I hear a little rumor that there might be some giveaways at the event Monday night. You might want to be there for some free stuff.
Okay, Molly.
Yep, we're going to be giving away T-shirts, some artist CDs. So come on down to Home at the Bob. Again, doors open at 6 p.m. That's this Monday, April 30th.
Right. What do the T-shirts look like? They're blue.
They're bright blue. So we rotate the colors. Yes. The Grand Jazz Fest colors are a nod to our city's colors, which are, the primary yellow, blue, and red. And so this year in the rotation is this bright royal blue with our logo kind of popping on it.
Nice. All right. Details for Monday night, please.
So easiest thing would be to go to our Facebook page. And, Facebook.com and then Grand Jazz Fest. And we'll have details about the event on our Facebook page. Yep.
Great. All right. And to find out more about DTE Foundation, Energy Foundation, Scotty?
DTEenergy.com. And we have all of our foundation and community activities right there on our page there.
Good to have energy. Thanks, Scotty Kehoe, Regional Manager, Corporate and Government Affairs with DTE Energy, and you, Molly Klimas, on behalf of Grand Jazz Fest, this number 7 in August lineup reveal Monday night. See you guys there.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.